What's the half-life of a gamma ray?
Another prank. Another prank. It's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show. Yeah!
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Bonersode 45 for March 28th, 2020. I'm your host, Ira Garrett Jumping. Today's Bonersode was produced by Ash DeLay, who recently laughed in my face because I really wanted a chocolate chip cookie, but couldn't get any due to the pandemic. She also called me a whore and kicked my Lego castle over, but I guess she felt bad when I started crying, so she signed up on the Patreon. Thanks, Ash. Today, my goal is to be as dumb as possible and get hung up on a bunch. Let's see what happens.
Hello.
Oh, hey, James?
Yes?
Hey, it's Wesley from down the street.
Yeah? What street? What are you talking about?
Road, just a little ways down the road from you.
Yeah.
Hey, I was just calling because I'm going to be having a contractor come out to do a little bit of work for me.
Mm-hmm.
I have them building a giant dome, and it's going to cover kind of the whole area. And I went ahead and just gave them the go-ahead to put one of the support struts in your front yard there. And so I just need to let you
know. I'm not home. I'm in Florida, so I don't know really what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
What's the strut for?
Having them build. It's a support strut for the giant dome that I'm having them build over the whole area.
How long is it going to be there? How long is it going to be there?
Well, I mean, at this point, it's kind of indefinite. You know, it's just because this whole virus situation, I'm just a little worried. So, yeah, it's just a protective dome. I'm just going to have an airlock and everything that we can pass through.
No, I don't want you on my property doing that.
I won't be doing it. I have a contract.
I don't care who's doing it.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's for your benefit too. It's not just me. It's the whole area. You know, it's just going to be this giant dome that just kind of seals in the whole stretch of our road.
I don't want anything on my property.
Oh well, I mean, I went ahead and already gave him the thumbs up to put the support strut in.
How can you give him permission to come on my property to do something?
Well, I mean, it's just like at the edge of your lawn. Like, it's pretty much up against the street.
I don't care where it is.
Like, you know that tree?
It's on my property.
Like, you have a couple trees there, you know, like at the end of your driveway. It's pretty much going to go right there.
No, it's not going to go there.
Well, you're not there, right? So, I mean, there's pretty much nothing you can do to stop it.
If somebody comes on my property, the police will be there.
Yeah, but you're
my son is living. My son is living there.
Oh, okay, well, I'll just tell him that, you know, everything's good. He can go back to sleep or whatever.
Nothing to worry about. Everything is not good. Everything is not good. You're not going to do something on my property when I'm not there.
Well, why are you being an asshole about this? Like, it's going to protect your son. It's going to protect all of us, you know, from the coronavirus.
No. I don't have any idea what you're talking about putting up.
No. Well, I mean, you're objecting to something. You don't even know what it is. Like, that doesn't make any sense. You got to be more open-minded.
Hold it. What doesn't make any sense is why you can tell somebody to go on my property to do something and you've never ever talked to me about it.
Talking to you right now, dummy. We're having a conversation right now.
No, you've already told somebody to go ahead and do it.
Well, yeah, but I didn't think that's wrong. I didn't think that anybody in their right mind would object to something that's going to keep them safe, their whole family safe. Like, don't you care about your son?
You're talking about an airlock? I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's going to be okay.
Did you get permits? Did you get permits from the town to do this?
No. I'm just doing it. And, you know, like, what kind of father are you? You don't even care about your son, you know?
Hey, listen. Don't give me that bullshit.
He's at risk of getting the virus just like the rest of us. You're a shit father.
You come on my property.
I already said I'm not coming on your property, idiot. I said the
contractor's not going to come on my property.
Yeah, they are. They're going to be there at about 9 o'clock, and just don't worry about it.
Yeah, well,
you'll see. It's going to be. It's only about.
The police will be there. The police will be there too.
No, they won't. the police are gonna be impressed with, you know, like I'm pretty much gonna be the local hero keeping everyone safe by having this giant dome built over the whole area.
Have you had them look where there's wires underground? There's phone cables buried up through there.
Oh, they're not going to be digging down too deep. And yeah, I already had locators come out and everything, so it's a done deal. Just don't even worry about it. You could paint the support strut, you know, just decorate it.
I'm not painting anything. It's like, not going on my property.
Yeah, it's
Put it on the other side of the road.
No, that's you don't understand anything about engineering. Okay, you're a rube. The support strut has to go in your yard, just, you know, based on the layout.
There will be nothing going in my yard.
Okay, well, you keep saying that, but whenever you get home, you're going to see that there's a support strut in your yard.
And I'll call the police, and we'll deal with it that way.
Well, by that point, it's already going to be done.
No, it won't be done. They'll be called tomorrow when the contractor shows up.
Well, you know what? If you keep up this attitude, then I'm just going to revoke your security clearance through the airlock. I'll just program it to keep you out.
Hold it. You're blocking the whole road?
Yeah, I told you, it's a dome. It's going to like seal off the whole area. You have to pass through the airlock. The airlock's going to be at the end of the road.
Where are the other struts going?
There's one toward, there's various struts around the area. It's going to be a huge dome. This thing's going to be like 3 miles across.
Have you called Dan?
Fuck him. I got problems with Dan. We don't need to get into that.
Have you called Linda?
Yeah, I did.
And what did Linda say?
She thanked me. She was down on her knees, if you know what I mean. Like you should be. You're like, I don't want a support strut in my yard, like a big whiny bitch.
You don't do this to people.
Do what? Protect them from the pandemic?
No, it's just, this is one of the most bizarre conversations I've ever had in my life.
You're coming around. The more you think about it, you're coming around to my point of view.
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, I'm going to revoke your security clearance then. You're not permitted back until the pandemic is over with. As far as I'm concerned, you're a disease vector, and I don't need you coming into my area just infecting the whole place.
I don't think you can do that.
Well, it's a done deal. The dome's only going to take about a week to complete. Hey, is that Kathleen in the background?
No, that's the TV.
Oh, okay. Can you turn the goddamn TV down then? Distracting. Yeah, get up, lazy. Turn it down.
I really want to put you on speakerphone.
Okay, put me on speakerphone. Who's there with you?
All right, go ahead. Tell me what you're doing.
Oh, hey, Kathleen. Can you just pipe down over there? Get back in the kitchen or something? Because men are speaking.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Just quiet down, honey. We're trying to have a conversation, and you're just yammering away in the background.
Bullshit. I haven't said a word.
Oh, you're bullshit.
The TV's on, but it's not me.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, you can hand the phone back to James.
No, I want to hear what you're saying.
We're just squaring away. Oh, don't you worry your pretty little head about it, sweetheart. We're just squaring away some business.
All right, tell me what the business is.
Well, I'm having a giant dome built over the entire area to protect us from the coronavirus. And one of the support struts is going in your front yard.
No, bullshit's not.
No, yeah, it is. They're going to be here tomorrow morning. And James is just throwing a huge bitch fit about it. I don't know why. It's to the benefit of us all.
And what's your dome going to do for the coronavirus?
It'll keep it out because there's going to be an airlock that you have to pass through and, like, it'll sterilize you on the way in.
What's your name?
Wesley.
Like, really, who are you? Because
that's none of your business. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. Hello?
Oh, hello, Patty?
Yes.
Hey, it's Richard from down the street.
Yes.
Hey, I was just calling to ask kind of a strange question. Do you remember if you had like any strange dreams last night?
No.
I know it's kind of a weird question, but yeah, so you don't remember? You don't think you had any dreams?
No. Why? Shoot.
Well, so I've been just kind of messing around with some electronics lately, just in my free time, mm-hmm. and I'm trying to build a dream generator, but I don't know. I just can't get. I can't seem to get this thing tuned to the right frequency. And I had it powered up and pointed at your bedroom last night, but I don't know. I guess it's not working right.
What are you talking about? You had it pointed at my bedroom.
Yeah, I had it tuned up to maximum and just pointed right at.
Who are you? This is a scam call.
No, it's ma'am. It's not a scam. I'm your neighbor.
Hello.
Oh, hello. I was speaking to Patty. This is Richard again from down the street.
Yeah, Richard, down the street. You got a 5 number, and this is her husband. What's going on?
Yeah, it's just my cell phone. I was talking to her about the dream generator that I'm building. Maybe it worked on you. Do you remember if you had any kind of weird dreams last night?
Yeah, you know, you're weird. Don't call here again.
No, I'm just...
Hello?
Oh, hey, Bob?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Dick from down the road.
Dick from down the road.
Yeah, I'm just a little ways down Lily from you, a few houses.
I apologize. I'm not familiar with, you know, what can I do for you?
Oh, yeah, it's okay. I know we don't really know each other all that well. I just had kind of I have kind of a strange question for you. I was wondering if you or Terry remember having any strange dreams last couple of nights.
Why?
Well, I've been tinkering around with some electronics lately, just in my free time. And I'm trying to...
Well, hold on 1 second, will you?
Okay.
Computer. Pause. Okay, yeah, okay, so you were screwing around with some electronics.
I've just been tinkering around with some electronics lately, you know, in my free time, and I'm trying to develop this dream generator, and it should be working, but I don't know, I'm not sure if I have it tuned to the right frequency yet.
Yeah, I did. It's amazing. I did. That's amazing, man.
Oh, so you did have...
I'm sorry, go on.
What'd you dream about?
Well, I don't know if I want to tell you that. It's really weird, you know?
Oh, well...
Man, you got to patent that thing.
Yeah.
By the way, what's your address?
I'm at 269 Lily.
How long have you lived there, Dick?
A couple of years.
Well, how about that?
Yep.
Well, you're doing a hell of a job, man.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm glad this thing's working. I'm going to start branching out, though, and just kind of ramping it up and getting crazier and crazier because, yeah, it just has to do with stimulating certain areas of the brain. It's as simple as that.
Like the synapses or something?
Yeah. So
my neurons, were like crackling, man. It's funny. I woke up and I was in a sweat because I'm in front of all these people giving a speech.
Yeah.
And, you know, no clothes on.
Yeah.
And there you were on your knees, you know, sucking my cock.
Oh, that's gay. I'm not into gay stuff.
It's a dream, man. You're the one that created the dream.
Is your wife around right now? She know that you're talking to me like that?
Is your wife around?
I'm not married.
Who do you live there with?
I live alone.
How old are you?
My wife died a few years ago of cancer. Thanks for bringing that up.
I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. How old are you?
Well, you just said that you wanted me to suck your cock, so you don't strike me as a very nice person.
I'm not. Nobody said I was.
Yeah, you're kind of an ass. You're kind of an asshole.
More or less.
Kind of.
You want to tell me how old you are?
I'm 52.
Well, you wouldn't be living there then, because it's an over 50-plus community, so...
Yeah, but I lied on my application, so, you know, just between me...
Well, they go by more than an application, Dick.
Yeah, I know, but I forged all the documents. Look, don't worry about it, all right? Just between me and you.
Okay, I enjoy it. Hey, listen, I don't know what's going on, but I gotta go, man. I'm watching something on TV.
Oh, what are you watching?
Okay. Cartoons. I'm watching cartoons.
Oh, okay. That's very adult of you. Well, enjoy the cartoons.
Is. Okay, take care, man.
All right. Love you.
269 Lily Road.
How old did he say it was?
52. And his wife died of cancer. And he says, thanks for reminding me and making me to. He's 269.
Pervert.
Not really. I'm the one that, you know, he was not. I mean, it's, who knows what it is.
I don't want anybody to know where we live in our name.
I didn't give my name. He knew our names.
Oh, it knows mine.
Well, I have a phone number. I have his number. Well, no, actually, it wouldn't be, because that doesn't make any sense. I'll block it.
Hello.
Hi, William.
Who's this?
It's Wesley from down the street.
Down what street?
I'm your neighbor, just a little ways down the road.
Oh, okay. What can I do for you?
Hey, I just needed to let you know, I got a contractor coming out tomorrow morning. They're going to be starting work on that protective dome that I'm having built over the neighborhood. And I just want to give you a heads up, because one of the support struts for it is going to be going at the edge of your lawn there. So they'll be there at about 9:30.
Help me. What do you mean a protective dome? Help me understand.
Oh, you didn't hear?
No, I'm in Florida.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're out of the loop. I hired this contractor. Cost me quite a bit of money, but yeah, I'm taking care of it. Don't worry about it. But yeah, it's just going to be a protective dome going over the neighborhood. And, you know, it'll have an airlock that you pass through and all that. You know, it's just to protect us from the virus. And yeah, just, you know, one of the support struts has got to go in just kind of right at the edge of your lawn there, just down by the, you know, start of your driveway.
By my driveway?
Yeah, it's going to go on just, you know, just right in the grass there. I was calling
How long is it going to be there?
Boy, I mean, we could leave it permanently if we wanted to, but, you know,
I don't think I want it. I'm getting ready to sell my house, so I definitely don't want anything on my property.
Yeah, well, it's just going to be in the grass. It's not going to interfere with the house itself.
I'm when I get home here in a couple of weeks, I'm going to put the house up for sale. So
if anything, this is going to increase the value, because yeah, it's going to be a protective dome, covers the whole area.
What do you mean covers the whole area? You got me at words here. I'm lost. What do you mean protect the whole neighborhood?
Well, yeah, it's a giant glass dome. It'll have an airlock, you know, out at the road there. So that's where I'm going to put the airlock in. And yeah, it'll just protect us all from the virus. So, that's what I'm saying. At the very least, we should leave it up for a few months or just however long this virus takes to burn out.
Excuse my ignorance, and I apologize. I'm not following you when you say it's an airlock and a giant protective dome over the neighborhood. How big is it going to be?
It's going to be approximately 5 miles, in radius. It's pretty big.
What's it made out of?
Mostly glass and steel. Yeah.
It's going to be 5 miles?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to stretch down to, like I said, road and then, out to the coast. In every direction, it'll just cover the whole area. There's going to be a few airlocks, but ours is going to be...
How long is it going to take to construct this?
Most of it's going to be built within the first week, but, you know, just...
Is it going over top of my house?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. We're all going to be beneath the dome.
Who approved this?
What do you mean approved? I didn't have to get approval or anything. I just figured it'd benefit us all, you know, keep us all safe.
What? Again, I'm ignorant to this, so I apologize, and you're catching me totally off guard.
I accept your apology.
Pardon me?
I accept your apology.
You're going to put a glass dome over top of my house? How high up in the air is this thing going to be?
About 2 miles, you know, just kind of depending on where you are in relation to the curve.
Who's paying for this?
Me. Yeah, I got it. I'm footing the bill, so don't worry about
But 5 mile glass dome.
Yeah, don't worry about it. You know, it's a little embarrassing. I don't want to tell you how much I spent on it, but hey, we're good like that. So, you know, it's on me and yep, gonna keep us all safe from the pandemic.
But again, this is the first time hearing about it, and you're telling me you're gonna be anchoring stuff in my property.
Yeah.
So this is the first. I haven't had time to digest this.
No, okay.
So,
well, go ahead and digest it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not.
Basically, all you need to worry about is the support strut. It's just it's going to be going in just kind of right at the edge of your driveway there.
And how far down in the ground you're going?
About 30 feet down. I already got the locators out and everything,
and
so that's good.
How high up is it going from there?
Well, like I said, we're near the edge of the dome, so it's going to be
this thing's going down 30 feet.
Yeah, 30 feet, and then it'll be about the glass is going to be about a quarter mile above your head, essentially, or above your roof.
I'm not comfortable with this.
And the support strut, it's about 7 feet in diameter.
Oh no, that's not happening.
Oh yeah, they'll be here tomorrow. It's a done deal. All the paperwork signed. The preliminary works.
Whoa! Help me understand how you can just attach a 30-foot deep support beam on my property.
It's for without
my approval.
Well, I don't need your approval. It's for public safety. Like, I don't understand why you would object to this. It'll keep you safe, your family safe, all of us. You know, it'll benefit
safe from what?
The pandemic. Haven't you been paying attention to the news? This thing's spiraling out of control. It's no joke.
Yeah, we have 5 cases in.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's because the testing is so low, dummy. Once they start testing more, the actual cases is way more than the confirmed cases. It's just simple mathematics.
Okay. A couple things here. Again, forgive me.
I forgive you.
Totally off guard by this, okay? So I need a pencil and a paper.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Use a pen. It's better.
Okay. Who are you? Please. What was your name again? It was Wendell, you said?
No, Wesley.
Wesley?
Yep.
And your last name, Wesley?
Crusher.
Okay. And where do you live, Wesley?
I'm a little ways down.
Okay. Does your house have an address, Wesley?
Yeah, but I don't understand why you need to know that.
Well, I need to find out how somebody that calls me and tells me that they're going to install a 30-foot rod in my property next to my driveway, and I don't have any say in this.
Oh, no, it's not 30 foot. It's going down 30 feet. The rod itself
exactly.
is going to be about a half.
30 feet, and you're telling me it's going to be up a quarter of a mile.
Yeah, well, probably a little more than that, but yeah, it's...
Okay. But I need to find out who gave you approval for this.
And I don't need approval. It's just something I'm doing. I paid for it. It's a done deal.
I get that. But help me understand how you can just call me up and tell me that you're going to install something on my property and over my house, and I have no say in this matter.
Well, help me understand why you're not thanking me for protecting your house and your family
because
from the virus.
Don't want it.
You want the virus?
Yeah, I want the... Wesley, I don't want to get in an argument with me. There's no way.
Yeah, I don't want you to get in an argument with yourself either. I mean, there's no reason to get all bent out of shape, you know?
Well, I'm very bent out of shape. First off, you won't
like
tell
it.
Me where you live. You won't tell me your address, and you tell me that you're going to be installing stuff in my property.
I live at 6569, just a little ways down the road from you, not far.
6569.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And once again, you have approval to put this up?
No, I never said I had approval. I don't need approval. I'm just doing it.
Well, I not on my property. You're not, Wesley.
Oh, yeah. No, the preliminary work's already done. Like I said, I had the locators out there, and you just need to just quit throwing a bitch fit about it. You know, it's going to be a good thing, and you'll see.
Wesley, hang on. Just slow a roll. You live at 6569, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're telling me that you don't need approval.
Nope.
To put stuff in my yard and above my house.
Fuck no. I mean, why? I mean, for the good of the, it's for the good of the whole.
You're telling me you don't need approval to do this?
It's for the good of the whole. You know, it's not about you. You're being selfish, really. You're putting it all of us at risk. If anything, If anything, you're a security risk, and I have half a mind to just revoke your security clearance.
What do you mean I need a security clearance to what? To get into my house?
Well, I mean, to get through the airlock. You know, there's going to be a fingerprint scanner, like a hand scanner at the airlock. And, you know, I can do it. You know, if you keep up that attitude, I can just bar you from the region, bar you from the neighborhood.
Oh. Okay. All right. I think I see where this is going, Wesley.
What do you mean?
Pardon me?
What do you mean?
you're going to bar me from going to my house? Is that
no? I said I'm going to bar you from going to the airlock. Okay. I mean, because basically, I have to treat you like a disease vector at this point. You know, like I don't need you coming in here. I gotta treat you like a disease vector. I don't need you coming in here and just infecting the whole neighborhood with your coronavirus.
Okay.
We don't need sickies like you in here.
You don't need what?
We don't need sickies like you in here.
Okay.
Motherfucker.
I'm a sickie and you... Okay. Well, you know what, Wesley? Here's the deal.
What's that?
I think that you're off your meds. I don't know who you are. You call me out of the blue. I think you're fucking nuts.
Oh, that's rude.
It is, because you just effed me. So you know what? F you.
No, I didn't say fuck you. I said you're being a motherfucker.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you're having fun with this, Wesley.
No, I'm not having fun. I'm just, first of all, it's not nice to make fun of my, you know, mental disability, okay?
Well, obviously you got one. If you really
think... Yeah, so you're making light of...
You're going to install a 30-foot fucking post in my property. You're out of your mind.
You're making fun of people with mental illnesses. You're a big man.
No, I'm making fun of you, because I think you're off your rocker.
Yeah, you're making fun of my mental illness. Mm-hmm. Making light of it.
Okay.
What kind of piece of shit makes fun of somebody with a mental illness?
So you know what, Wesley? You made my night. You know what I mean? I'm going to laugh my ass off at this.
One more thing before I let you go.
Okay.
The support strut, it's going to need to have some anchoring wires.
Sure. Tie them to the house if you want, you dumb fucker. If you really think for 1 minute that I believe for 1 minute that you're doing that, you're out of your mind.
No, I'm not doing it. I got the contractor doing it.
Ah, good. Yeah.
But yeah, they're going to anchor them.
They can install that over. Yeah, I mean, you are wacko.
Why would you
you're
say that?
Nuts.
They're going to anchor.
You're nuts.
They're going to anchor them to your rooftop.
Okay, that'd be fine.
Because you know the way to your house, it's you know it's just
yeah,
a good.
Yeah, that's fine. Pull it off. Yeah, it's fine. I have no problem with that.
There's only a 3% chance that it'll tear your roof off, so it's an acceptable risk.
Well, why don't you put more anchors up there and tear the whole roof off, tear the house down, and then I don't have to bother selling it.
Yeah, or we could do that.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, or put it right down the middle of the house.
Why don't I put an anchor up your asshole?
You know what, you fucking piece of shit motherfucker? You're a fucking dickhead. You know that?
You're a dickhead. I sure love that guy. I'm pretty sure he'll be telling the story of that call for years to come. That is, if the coronavirus doesn't get him. Thank you, Ash DeLay, for producing, and thanks to all of you for continuing to support the show through these crazy times. I hope my silly show acts as a brief break from all your worries. Stay safe. I'll be back next week. Thank you.
Street of Little Balls.